Blog Talk Radio.
Go ahead, pop off, me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon, I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ric Flair, little finger to the big boss. Man, aka police, get them over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Kill these niggas, want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle, can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rollin' rap with that shit loud, it ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep with my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axel, my rap is like Kurt Henning. In it, don't it? I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip. I'm thinking Lawler, cause I'm royalty. But we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Bigger than my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this bitch is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. I'll be hover playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a crossbody, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. You're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you niggas act fly.
Welcome to Wrestling It Factor Radio. Yes. For July the 17th, 2016. Your host, Wayne Benitez. How's it going, ladies and gentlemen? Joined by co-host himself, Tommy Two Chips.
Hey, what's going on, wrestling fans? What's going on, world?
We're good. Maybe it's time to purge. Pick two, the devil and the evil, Hillary or Trump. Zero. Bernie.
It was disappointing. I am not.
Yeah.
I have, you know, I'm a conservative. I'm a Republican. Conservative Republican. But Bernie Sanders backing Hillary was just wrong. He should never have backed Hillary. Hillary would have, if Bernie didn't back Hillary, Hillary would have fall. Would not be popular as she is. That would cause more controversy if Bernie didn't back Hillary, which he shouldn't have.
Right. Well, at least he didn't pull out his campaign.
Right. I'll be thanking for that. He stuck it in there. Told him he's in jail anyway.
Right. She's still up on perjury charges lying to Congress. She lied to the FBI. She lied to the world. Perjury coming up. The Clinton Foundation situation coming up. The Department of departments looking into it. One other email, and it's not done yet.
I hope, yeah. For long as Obama's in office, she's never going to happen to him because he's going to get tanked.
Right. I really need, Joe. My vote is for Jill Stein. She should be the first woman president from the Green Party. She's been over Bernie Sanders' party as a superdelegate. And she's more tell it like it is, more than Bernie. She more like don't have, she like to rip people and a new asshole. That's what type of person she is. She don't hold nothing back.
But neither does Trump. So it's like,
oh, Trump is another story. He's in it for himself. He just there to destroy the Republican Party on purpose.
Yeah, that's what the majority of Republican Party is still not with us. Well, we see what happens during this convention. The Republican Party convention is stuck tomorrow, and all Republicans will be watching the Republican convention to see what he's going to do.
Right. And Mike Pence, I don't think that he'll do any. I guess he's going to be that, I guess, as the Trump's more decision maker.
I don't know. I kind of like Pence. I mean, I like him. You know, it's more to him than meets the eye, but we just had to wait and see on him.
Yeah, he's a Christian also, and
yeah.
he against gays and in restaurants.
Gay marriage,
and,
yep.
Yeah. So was Hillary until 2013.
Hillary flip-flops on everything.
Yeah, even the $15 minimum wage. All of a sudden,
yeah.
Bernie wants it, now she wants it. And she's a liar. She's another liar right there, and people fed up. A lot of Democrats not going to vote for her. They're going to not vote. They're going to go for the third party, Dream Party. Because everyone knows Jill Stein, and the media is trying to manipulate people on force them to, just like the Daily Product, to force us to who they want as a champion. That's what Hillary is right there, shoving Hillary down our throat. It was rigged. The system was rigged all along for her to win. They stacked the deck against Bernie. How the hell 400 super delegates coming out before no other Democratic presidential candidate for Hillary?
Yeah, that's
then
the
he got
point.
The DNC chairman, Debbie Weiss-Schultzman, she was there. She was in charge of Hillary's campaign in 08, and now she's a. She put a wrench in there also, chosen favoritism, and also all these debates on a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, about 90% of the debates, except for the last two, it's horrible.
Yeah. The system, you know, it didn't help Bernie at all. It wasn't fair. But it's
right.
It's been something like that for years. So now there's a chance that we're going to have a murderer, a liar, in office, you know, as Hillary Clinton. So hopefully
right.
that won't happen. Like, they both vote for Jill. Well, hopefully they'll realize.
Yeah, and then look.
Hopefully they realize
right.
this. They
and
vote
Trump
for Jill.
Is leading her
and,
right. She, that's the end right there. Once she gets in, indicted. She's done.
Yep, and her husband's
she
not able to help her.
She is still with the politics. And I just had that feeling that Trump going to somehow beat Hillary, because most people not going to vote for her. Bernie Sanders' supporters are mostly in the. They independent too. They they not going over her side.
That is true.
Yep. They all like the smart marks of pro wrestling right there. We supporting Finn Balor.
Speaking of pro wrestling, is it true that Brock Lesnar is suspended?
He's not suspended. More likely is with anti-doping they claim, but he passed the last five tests for the UFC, and I guess he said that he has something to show them also this Monday. And that would be a big blow for WWE right there going into SummerSlam.
Yeah.
Because it's in New York, because they are strict about drug testing for MMA, boxing, and pro wrestling. And he couldn't be able to be on the SummerSlam card in New York. More likely they haven't crossed paths. And it wouldn't help Randy Orton because he just coming back, and I'd rather see him in another program, both of them. Lesnar should be helping Dean Ambrose get over.
Yep. Dean Ambrose is hot right now.
Right. And another thing with WWE, they probably suspend, do a Roman Reigns on Brock Lesnar for 30 days. He'll compete at SummerSlam. But this is New York, though, right there. This athletic commission are strict.
Mm-hmm.
And UFC, I hear some reports could be a 2-year suspension from Las Vegas, Nevada thing. And this is a big blow, even with Lesnar on 2K17. That could be pushed back if he's guilty of this. I think we have on here executive producer of 2KW. Let's bring him in, Matthew Ryan.
Hey guys, how are you?
Hey Matthew.
Hey. Thanks. Welcome to Wrestling This Factor.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for giving me the time to talk about our big show on July 30th. I'm standing in front of a taco restaurant in the middle of Union, New Jersey, and doing some different work today, but took this time out to talk with you guys because July 30th is going to be our second anniversary, our biggest show in 2KW history, and the card is completely done. All the matches are announced. I'm just excited to get the hype machine rolling, and we're starting it with you guys.
Yes, we have a few noticeable names on the card with Eddie Kingston and TNA Jade also taking on EYFBO.
Yes, sir.
Yes,
yeah,
and she's definitely making her – this is her first debut at 2KW.
Yes, sir. This is her debut in 2KW. A rare opportunity to see Jade again, formerly known as Mia Yim, in the New York metropolitan area. She'll be signing at the Wrestling Universe earlier that day. She's going to make the swing from Queens to the Bronx. The War Queen, the War King, Eddie Kingston are coming together. Eddie Kingston's first appearance in the Bronx in quite some time. Two people that personify hard-hitting wrestling, and the only people we think we could put them up against that would be the best possible match is Angel Ortiz and Mike Drastic, EYFBO. If you look at the careers of Drastic and Ortiz, it's been on a constant uptick. You've seen them in Beyond Wrestling. I would assume you'll see them in Evolve or other companies soon enough. You also have seen them in CZW, where they're really making their names heard. And these are guys that deserve the main event spot, deserve to be up against Jade and Eddie Kingston in two Saturdays from now on the 30th for 2KW6.
Awesome. It looks like a good lineup, even with the women's match also, Ashley Vox and Helen Vogt.
Yeah, Helen Vale and Ashley Vox. We've been huge proponents of intergender wrestling. If you go back to 2KW Pro 3, it was Sonya Strong and Sam Styles. That match is available for free on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/2KW. And even in the match we just talked about, Jade and Eddie Kingston versus EYFBO. It's intergender. But if you watch the WWE, if you watch Impact Wrestling, if you watch the way the world is turning, Women of Honor, women's wrestling is on the rise. It's not just a revolution. It is a constant now in pro wrestling.
Yes, it is.
And we want to be a part of it. We want to not even just ride the wave, but there are so many talented female wrestlers out there within New York and beyond our shores of Manhattan, Bronx, Brooklyn, Queens, and Staten. We're going to New England. We're getting Ashley Vox, one half of the C-Star, and Helen Vale, the little redheaded witch. They're going to go at it in the first ever women's match in 2KW Pro history. And it's going to be a great thing to see. Two completely different people. Ashley Vox coming off of a fractured jaw she suffered a few months ago. And you can see her story progress on YouTube.com/2KW. You can see the video package on Ashley Vox and how she got to July, how she's getting to July 30th. And I've heard that Helen Vale, you know, she's going to look to that jaw. She's going to try to refracture that jaw. She's looking to make a statement. Because when you're the first in anything, whether it be Jackie Robinson breaking the color barrier, Roger Bannister breaking the four-minute mile, or even Helen Vale and Ashley Vox, to be the first person to do something, to be the first winner of the first women's match in a company's history, that matters. That means something, to be in the history book, to be remembered how long this company lasts, from that and beyond, as the first woman to win a women's match in a company's history. That matters. That's important. That's a sleeper match for July 30th.
Awesome. Definitely look good. And can you tell us about Sunny Kiss and Stan Styles?
Yeah, that match is going to be amazing. We saw the first match between Sunny Kiss and Stan Styles take place at 2KW Pro 4 this past January, where Sunny Kiss came in on his debut and make a huge win against Stan Styles. And ever since then, Stan Styles has been hankering for a rematch, demanding it from 2KW Pro management, demanding it from all who would want to hear him. And after his big win with Sir William Black, a shocking win with Sir William Black against Sonya Strong and the King of Kaiju Rays, he got what he wanted. He got his rematch, and he doesn't get Sunny Kiss. He thinks Sunny Kiss is a little bitch, and I wouldn't say that Sunny kissed his face. And if you've seen what happened when Stan and Sunny faced off the first time, Sunny's not no bitch. And I think on July 30th, we're going to see how hard Sunny Kiss is going to come at Stan Styles.
Yeah, definitely looking forward to that. And definitely the fans out there definitely want to see some hard-hitting action.
No doubt about it. Saturday night, July 30th, you can get your tickets for only $10 at 2kwpro.com or topropereport.com. On the main page of that website, you can just click our banner, or if you're on 2kwpro.com, click the ticket button, and you can get your tickets for $10. Not going to get a better value anywhere for that kind of price for this kind of show, our second anniversary show. You're not going to want to miss it, especially at $10. What can you get for $10 these days? I just had a meal. It cost me $17 just to eat. For $10, you get 2 hours of quality entertainment. And you save money, you get what you want, and you get a little extra.
Awesome. Definitely, that's still a bargain.
And not to mention, the entertainment probably would be better than what's on TV right now. So it's even more of a bargain. So right now, stuff on TV is okay, but the independents, like 2K is more entertaining.
Well, there's, as Jim Cornette has said numerous times, there's many flavors of ice cream. Some people like fudge ripples, some people like vanilla, some people like chocolate. We're a little more pistachio, we're a little weirder, we're not what everybody would be into, but if you give us a chance, you try us, it's a little bit of a crunch, but it's worth it. And I think that if you come watch us live Saturday night, July 30th, for only $10, or if you watch, all of our matches are available for free. You can watch every single match in 2KW history, either free on YouTube.com/2KW, or also on the Fight app, where you can see TNA, you can see Ring of Honor, you can see some of the best wrestling in the world, including 2KW, on the Fight app. If you want to watch Evolve, you got Evolve, you got 2KW, you got Ring of Honor on the Fight app. Or for $1, you can buy a match on our on-demand channel at 2kwpro.com. So every match we have available, you can either get for free or $1. You're not going to get that option from any other company in independent wrestling. Some people might think we're crazy. Some people think we're foolhardy. But we want to give the fans the opportunity to watch our content, embrace our content, and then pay their hard-earned money to see us live and support our talent.
This guy's a true business man. I respect that.
Yes, definitely.
Try our best to make some money and make some people happy all at the same time. And if that's a bit, if this is a business and I got to make some money doing it, might as well have fun with it.
Right. Also, can you tell me about the Element versus the Super Savages?
Well, the Super Savages were a 2KW tag team that were formed accidentally. The match was originally Montekia versus Caveman, and then they ended up having to team up against now federated champion John Davis. And if you've seen John Davis in the Dark City Fight Club or Ring of Honor or Evolve or FIP, you know how dangerous John Davis is. He destroyed Montekia and Caveman. They had a fighting chance. It was 2-on-1, so the leverages was kind of going towards them. But John Davis was such a force of nature that he basically not only defeated them, but turned them into a tag team. And ever since then, you've seen the Super Savages in PWA in Connecticut. They're in House of Glory in Queens, and they're in 2KW Pro. They're coming off a loss to the Zoltan. So they're looking for an opportunity to get a big win, but they have to go through a team that's hungry in the Element. And the Element, not seen anything like the Element before. They're a little different. They're a little more, if you like EDM, if you like, you know, some bass-heavy music, if you like strobe lights, you might like the Element. And I think they're going to be guys that really give the Super Savages a run for their money. Johnny Knox is someone I've seen before in the BWF in the Bronx. He's a master of suplexes. He's got a strong amateur background. I think his partner's going to bring a lot of intensity, too, to Montekia and the Caveman. But I wouldn't mark any of these teams out. I don't think it's going to be a light night at the office for either of them. That's another sleeper match that I think a lot of people are going to be talking about after July 30th.
Yes. Definitely looking good, the card. Even with E.A. James versus Federated Wrestling.
VSK, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that match might be the best wrestling match on the card. E.A. James, a student of the House of Glory Wrestling School, born and bred in the Bronx. He's a hometown kid, coming off a huge victory against Ken Broadway, where he had the odds stacked against him with Matt Travis on the outside, trying to play a little bit of a spoiler against Ken Broadway. And that match actually will be going up tomorrow afternoon at 12 o'clock Eastern Time on our YouTube channel. We have a thing called Free Match Monday, where every week you get a free match courtesy of us from our YouTube channel. That match, the Ken Broadway, E.A. James final confrontation in 2KW, will go on tomorrow at noon. So you're going to want to watch that and learn a little bit more about E.A. James. But VSK is a guy who made an appearance at 2KW Pro 3 in a major distraction. And then a little bit later on down the line at 2KW Pro 5 back in April, he went up against Rude Boy Riley in a wrestling clinic. It's a classic match between those two. And partly because of me, that match ended in a draw. And now VSK is looking to take his first victory in 2KW Pro. But the one thing about this match that's interesting, and I'm waiting to hear back from Mr. Martinez, the man who does all the magical matchmaking for Federated. He's the Federated representative. E.A. James was a shot at John Davis in his Federated title. He made that clear in a video he released to us on YouTube.com/2KW. And in that video, he called out John Davis. It seems like he's looking past VSK. And I've seen VSK. I felt the right hand of VSK. I wouldn't look past him. I wouldn't look at him as someone who is light, a light work day at the office. So I think on July 30th, if EA Games really wants a crack at that federated title, he's going to have the have the performance of his life against VSK.
Awesome. And we definitely going to see an intergender match. I know Sonya Strong been doing her thing and killing it up there in the gender matches.
Yeah, no, Sonya Strong has been one of the defining people in the 2KW Pro roster. Sadly, she won't be joining us on July 30th, and it saddens me that she won't be able to attend the event. But it's interesting to see the interest in intergender and women's wrestling. There's a matchup on our channel right now. It's William Black and Sonya Strong. And the last time I checked the result, nearly 32,000 views for a match. So 32,000 views for an independent wrestling company. It's 32,000 eyes that never have seen our product before. That's 32,000 chances to impress. That's 32,000 chances to sell a ticket, to sell a VOD, to make a new fan. So for opportunities like that, you can't buy it with money.
Right.
And that's what's going to happen on July 30th. It's an opportunity for all of these guys, for guys like the Element who have never wrestled in 2KW before, for guys like the Super Savage is trying to prove themselves as a top-flight tag team, EA James trying to get a title shot, his first major title shot. He's trying to attain it right here, right now, in two Saturdays from now. And then you've got EYFBO trying to prove that they are the most dominant tag team in pro wrestling, going up against a legitimate couple in Jade and Eddie Kingston. Can the brotherhood of a tag team defeat the closeness of a personal relationship? Well, we're going to find out on July 30th, and I think it's going to be a rip-roaring good time for all involved.
Yes. Yes, it is. It's definitely deep. All these viewers checking out the matches, just like the Bernie Sanders movement.
Yeah, man, it's a people's revolution. It's not a political revolution. We're not about politics. We're about pro wrestling. We're about making people embrace and love this industry that has given so many people the opportunity to make a life for themselves, to live out their dreams. I've been a wrestling fan since literally my first memory. And for me to be able to talk to you guys right now, to promote July 30th, to promote our second anniversary, our sixth show, people didn't think we'd get to one show, or two, or three. Hell, when we got to five, I think I paid somebody $20 because I didn't even think it was going to happen. But now we're on the precipice of six. And that's our third show in a year. In one calendar year, we've run three shows, January, April, and now July. I think that's the most we've ever run in one year in our company's history. So now we're looking to set the bar a little higher. We're looking towards maybe new opportunities, new chances, new talent, new faces. You see a lot of new talent on this show. Will they be able to make it? Will they be like certified sexy guys who have demanded to be on this show since the first 2KW Pro event in August of 2014? They've wanted to be on this show. So now Gino the God, Nutrius X, and Sasha Jenkins, they get their chance. They get their crack against three guys who have defined 2KW. Two guys who have main evented every 2KW Pro show in Chris Cage and the Walking Riot Race. And then their partner, Whiplash, who ever since coming back has helped the Zoltan define, become one of the cornerstones of our tag team division. And then on July 30th, you're going to have the old guard, the GOAT, the greatest of all time, try to stand across the ring and deny three hungry, hungry talents, starving talents, their opportunity to walk through the door and prove that they're the guys to be talked about in 2KW Pro. That's a dynamic right there. That's a match that can tell itself. It can sell itself. You have the opportunity to break down the walls of a roster that features men like Matt Tremont, AR Fox, guys who have walked through the doors of 2KW and stood across the ring from a man like Reyes and fell at the feet of Reyes. Matt Tremont's a CZW world champion. AR Fox has competed in more continents and countries and held more titles than I'm able to count. I can't count that high, but it's still impressive. So when you're standing across the ring from that, it's not an easy order.
Wow.
Not an easy order. I mean, the show sounds really good, really good. But behind every successful show or successful organization is a successful mind. So, sir, I'd like to know more about you. How did you get into pro wrestling? And what was your motivation for starting 2K?
Well, what got me into pro wrestling was just my childhood. Growing up in the early 90s, wrestling was everywhere. Living in New York City, it was on Channel 5, Channel 9, Channel 11. And I just fell in love with it from my first trip to Madison Square Garden to watching the first ever ECW pay-per-view accidentally because my mom said, hey, there's wrestling on tonight. Do you want to watch it? So as an 8-year-old, I watched the Bloody Terry Funk spin a ladder around and knock people out. What got me into 2KW Pro was I have friends who started the original 2KW all the way back in 2001. And they asked me if I wanted in, if I wanted to be a part of this. And originally I was just going to be a manager, Matthew Ryan Shapiro, and help out where I could. But now I am the executive producer. I'm not the booker. I'm not the writer. I'm the executive producer. So when it comes to our social media presence, that's me. When it comes to working out partnerships and deals and trying to grow our business, that's me. I try to run this company like a tech startup or a media company. Because the way pro wrestling is nowadays, much like our campaign finance system, it's out of date and it's not inclusive. You
right.
can't develop growth from there. You can't develop a new idea, new identities, new potential revenue streams. So I try to create different ways to integrate businesses, podcasts. I've done more media interviews for 2KW Pro than I think I've done for any endeavor I've ever taken on in my 9 years in broadcasting. And it's just a passion. I love pro wrestling. I love this nonsense. It's the thing I've wanted to do my entire life. And I can't wrestle. I'm not a wrestler. Never going to be a wrestler. But I love this business. I love this industry. And to throw a little bit of color into it, throw a little bit of my art into what this art is, it's an opportunity you can't pass up. And that's why I'm doing this, and that's why we are 13 days away from 2KW Pro 6.
Awesome.
Well, so you start off like most of us. Like, I've been a fan all my life since I was 8. That's well, you know, I'm like well over 30 years, and I just love it. You know, I would not give it up for anything on this earth. I wouldn't.
It's wrestling and stand-up comedy are very similar in the sense that as soon as you get into it, it never goes away. If you're into it and you love it and you're passionate about it, it never goes away. It'll beat you down. It'll treat you bad. You feel like a New York Mets fan. Keep grasping, and I'm wearing a New York Mets shirt while I'm talking to you right now. I'm walking in a parking lot of a taco place right now, and I look at everything as an opportunity, and everything has the potential for greatness and the potential for calamity, and that's what pro wrestling is. Pro wrestling done great is the greatest art form in the world. When it's done bad, it's comical. When it's done terribly,
yes, it is.
It makes me want to drink until I vomit.
Oh. That's a beautiful statement. You explained it perfectly.
It's like a drug that never goes away.
Mm-hmm. It's just listen to a Velvet Underground album, and you'll understand what being addicted to wrestling is like. Listen to Old Sweet Nothing, and you'll get a good grasp of it.
That's true. And definitely 2KW is going to get more interesting to the with more dates to come this year, definitely even with more talent also coming in also to the company.
Yeah, we're hoping to run a few more shows this year. We're hopefully going to have a strong 2017. We're in talks with some good people. There's a lot of things in the pipeline we hope to do, that we want to do, and we should do. Whether or not it happens is whether or not guys like you or the people listening right now to this podcast, listening right now on Blog Talk Radio, if you want pro wrestling to be great again. I heard one of you guys complaining about how wrestling on TV isn't good anymore, isn't great anymore.
Yes.
If you want pro wrestling, and I hate quoting Donald Trump, but if you want pro wrestling to be great again, the power is in your hands. If you want to bitch and moan and complain about wrestling, if you just want to be a guy on a keyboard on a Twitter account saying wrestling sucks and you do nothing to help those who are sacrificing their body to make that art better, then you're worse than the fan who doesn't say anything. If you say everything and do nothing, you're worse than the guy who does nothing and says nothing. Because you see it. You look at the world of wrestling around you, and you're not happy. But you stay complacent. You stay sat at your desk, you sat at your job, sat at wherever you are, where you sit every single day to watch wrestling. And if you don't pay $10, $20 for a show, or buy a guy's T-shirt, buy a DVD, buy a VOD, watch a match on YouTube, watch a promo, a video, all that stuff, if you don't do that, and you sit down for 3 hours every Monday on your Twitter account and bitch, you have no right to complain anymore. Because if you don't put the first foot forward to support the future of this industry, then how dare you tell us how to do our job?
That's true. Awesome.
That's true. Yeah, well said. Well said.
If you don't like John Cena, you think John Cena sucks? Pay money to see a Kenny Omega. Pay money to see a King of Kaiju raise. Pay money to see tag teams like EYFBO. You miss tag team wrestling in the WWE? You miss the Hardy Boys and the Dudleys? Take a look at some of the teams on the independent team. Take a look at guys like the Super Savages, EYFBO, the Zoltan. Guys that are making tag team wrestling relevant again. If you want that,
yep.
If you want opportunity, you want variety, you want the... to pardon the term from radio, the greatest hits of 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, and today? Go to independent wrestling. Go to 2KW Pro on July 30.
It's the alternative also. Much more of a great product than even the stuff you see on TV right now. Definitely.
And like you said, the power. We have the power,
go ahead,
like kind of like Johnny Laurinaitis, people power. The people have the power to change things.
Hey, it's like if they
exactly.
Sick of tired of hearing about
people.
Right. If they sick of tired of hearing Hillary Trump, they either go to the Jill Stein grain party for the alternative.
Exactly.
Like that, yeah.
If you don't like grapes, If you don't like Drake or Future, listen to a Little Dicky album. Do something different. Take a chance. Listen to some weird stuff. Gentlemen, I have to run, but I just want to lay out one quick promo for the 30th, if I may.
Okay.
Sure, shoot.
All right. Check your wallet right now. Open your wallet, and if you see $10, if you see $10, you see $20, and you don't need that money, you could pay your groceries, you could pay your rent, you could pay your cell phone bill, you could pay your WWE Network bill. Take that money, go to 2kwpro.com. There's a little button there. It says tickets. Click that ticket link. And if you want to see an alternative, if you want to see something more like the Beatnuts and less like Future, then come to 2KW Pro 6 on July 30th. Come see us live, take the chance, take the opportunity, and if you don't like it, tell us we suck. Tell us we're garbage. And then come back the next time, and we'll be better than that. $10 is all it costs. $12 at the door, so bring two singles. If you don't go to the strip club, you can wait another week. So Saturday night, July 30th, come to Darla's Extreme Fitness, support pro wrestling, and all fails, you have a good time. You see people get punched in the face. Who doesn't like that? Hell, I'll probably get punched in the face, and if you don't like the sound of my voice, mazel tov. But gentlemen, thank you for having me on your program. Have a wonderful evening, and we'll see you there Saturday night, July 30th, 2KW Pro 6, 8 matches, 8 ways to see people get beat up. And if you like it better than television, watch us on YouTube.
Gotcha. Thanks for coming on.
Definitely.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Yes. You're welcome. Yes. That was the executive producer, Matthew Ryan, of 2KW Pro. One of the top promotions out here in Bronx, New York. Tommy Two Chips, you definitely impressed. Yes, he's been impressed so far. Yes. Like I said, the best there is, the best there ever will be. And also hit us up at blogtalkradio.com/WrestlingIt Factor Radio for this archive, or Facebook fan page at Wrestling It Factor Radio Show /It Factor Entertainment Radio. This is Wayne Benitez and Tommy Tucci signing off. Later.
Go ahead, pop off. Me and my clique put on. I'm like a young McMahon. I'm here to get your bitch off. Like I'm Ripley, little finger to the big boss. Man, a.k.a. police, guess I'm over your head like it's all. Kill these niggas, that's no problem. Chill, these niggas want no problem. That chopper body like Hornswoggle. Can't see you shot him like Sin Cara. Rolling rap with that shit loud. It ain't mine if that shit not. Ladies hate when I rip rude, but they in love with this Jake. It's like, nah, say hello to my python. I'm CM Punk with that mic, y'all. She go to sleep cause my pipe bomb. Winning, blessed I be hurting feelings. Niggas is Curtis Axe, so my rap is like Kurt Hennig. In it, don't it, I'm such a charmer. Come crown Vic, not talking whip, I'm thinking Lawler. Cause I'm royalty, but we talking cars, it's not a problem. Just bought two big bodies, call them Kamala and Umaga. What up? You're talking to the black guy. My gang real, but I ain't never been no vampire. Look at all that ice he got on. Bigger than that icy title. Picking out my pill, man, cause I still feel like I'm flying Brian. Who high as I am? Who fly as I am? Life is a bitch, well, you this rich is more than life in China. Get it? Strong ass hoe. They can say they want that smoke. Well, I'm Papa Shango. Cause I'll be hopper playing low. Get the ganja, no steamboat. And I fly as a cross body, but I'm tired of saying so. So I do so with new producers and a slew of my latest verses. And a ruthless like Rusev move, I'll be through with you niggas first. Get back to work. Talking to the bad guy.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet.
I dare you, nigga, that fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpicking your eye. I'm that guy. Hey, y'all. Look, something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. Don't look like no Daniel B where they seeing me as a goat. Look, hey, y'all. Something happened to me, something happened to you, okay? Hey, y'all. You counting your little B's, my nigga, my G's low. Can I bother you with this rhyming? Man, I'm five at niggas with rhyming. Heard they talking right from the sideline. Like a part of me been declining. Nigga, argue often with liars. Beside that, I got no choice. Rather be Heath Slater before I make it a joint. My point, I'd rather job than have my morals expired. Niggas getting back they bribes, I ain't told in a while. Is you mad or not? Is you rapping her out? She wrapped my cigar, light it up because I'm grateful I just made it this far. God is pale in comparison, it's a shame, it's a problem. I'm so over forever, now my stadium is pop. Niggas sweet like they really real, but be faker than raw. Oh nah, they flaw. I got, oh please, Dwayne Johnson, been number two around these parts. Oh nah, you know why? Cause most of my OGs in the 80s made a movie with Rod. Stop. You're
talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. I'm too sweet. I dare you, nigga, that fly.
Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Yeah, Chico. Yeah, Chico, you're talking to the bad guy. Toothpick in your eye, boy, don't ask why.